Poodle, is someone at the door at Southern Charm?
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest, and Austin is a tool. Shep can be a jerk, but Chelsea's really cool.
Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
Turn me up here.
If you don't screech like a woman, then the level won't bust.
Just turn me up here.
Turn me up.
Like it a little hotter there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Blech. Is that what you say to your men?
My men.
Y'all, Poodle put up this new curtain divider in his house, and it looks so good, and you're welcome. You are welcome. I told him to do it.
I knew you would take credit for this.
He told me about this off air, y'all, and I'm sorry, but I want the credit during the show.
I knew you would take credit for this.
I love it.
Even though I chose it, I put it up and everything.
I think it's great. It does kind of make me want you to have white curtains now.
No! Who wants white curtains?
I just feel a different color. I don't know how I feel about the green now. I loved it before.
Who wants white curtains?
I almost feel like you could have a blue in it or I don't know.
I've thought about it, but I don't want...
I think like a light blue could be pretty.
Don't you have white curtains?
No, well, they're white and blue.
Yeah, but those are basic.
You can't do white wall curtains because you have white walls, but I know. Gray walls, so white curtains look good with gray
this
walls.
This is too gay of a conversation.
Gray. You could do gray curtains.
We're going to move on.
That would be, y'all.
I already have gray curtains in my bedroom.
Y'all, we need Chelsea to come here and decorate our house. Chelsea, are you available?
I love her so much on this episode.
Because y'all know Catherine didn't decorate that home. It's pretty.
No.
But y'all.
It would be at an 11.
If Catherine did it, it would look like, you know when they redecorated.
Look like a bordello.
Well, you know when they redecorated the house in Beetlejuice? That's what it would look like. With just weird stuff. And that, what was that big fat guy?
Otho.
He would be Catherine's decorator.
That fat queen. Oh, God. That was before, y'all, that was before people could be really queenie. And that queen was a barrier breaker.
She was a mincing homosexual.
She was a mincing, prancing, lisping Mary.
Who had a wife, I believe.
Something like that.
And by wife, it was going to be like Martina Navratilova.
Or a wife named Bert.
Y'all. Y'all, I am ready. I had to take a Sudafed today because of my sinuses.
Great. I'm going to be in for it.
Poodle, tell people.
And we have TV Co. after this.
Tell people what happens when I take a Sudafed.
Your head spins around like the Exorcist. He gets crazy. you're clipping. You need to turn yourself down. You're like clipping, blinking every time.
Did you hear the way I mixed the show last time, though? It's better.
It is better.
Y'all, let us know.
I listened to 5 minutes and I was done.
I found out a new way to mix our show, and so I...
I can barely stand listening to myself as it is.
It's difficult to listen to.
I wish I could skip through you, actually. It would just be my comments.
Feel the same. Feel the same.
Y'all, let's jump in.
Let's jump in.
My
love. Jump in. You're the one to get me through the night and jump for my love.
We should have been black, fat women. We should have been.
I need to never start a song like that this early.
I'm
sweaty. I'm already
sweaty.
It's
hot. We had to turn off the air, y'all. And it's going to get hotter here in the summer, and Poodle's going to get bitchier.
I'm not going to be handling it well, just so everyone knows.
I have to say, I had a really kind of long week and very just filled with a lot of things.
It was a busy week.
And right now, I feel so at peace. I love doing this with you. There you go. That's the one compliment I'm giving.
That is so sweet.
Do you have a compliment for me?
Let's go to the show.
What's your first?
You know what? I'll give you one when you earn one.
Ooh.
You know what? Because when it comes from me, it'll be honest.
That's
don't
true.
Ask for them.
Don't ask for anything.
Don't ask for
this
anything
whore.
Because you'll get it. You'll get it when I'm ready.
Poodle, the cat is alive, y'all.
Maggie, the cat is alive.
What's your first teabag?
This episode was kind of so-so for me.
It was so-so. Agreed.
Girls Trip, as promised, was boring.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah. It's. You know what? I think the guys need to be there for some kind of pushback. I don't know.
Well, here's... I think
it's just, they need to be there for a foil or something.
Well, because unless, like, Ashley or maybe Eliza was there... All of these girls basically
right.
get along and they love each other
and they respect one another. The only instigator, Danny, if Danny wasn't there.
Yeah.
Danny is kind of an instigator. One of the people I talked to on Instagram said, Danny is such an instigator.
I
agree.
I kind of lived for it this episode. I liked it.
I want to jump in with my first teabag. Sadly, the only part we saw of Patricia is when she's driving the back of the car with ostrich feathers on her wrists, for God's sakes.
God's sakes.
And in a scene which I wrote was literally written off of the screenwriter's desk to segue into the next scene so beautifully. Madam, your hair is a little wrong on top. I agree, Michael. I believe Madison has been distracted. And then smash cut to drunk Austin.
Madison! Madison!
Madison!
Madison!
Again, I can't see this video enough.
I can't see it
they
enough.
They just keep running it again and again.
Just with Austin adjusting his Austin boner.
Madison! Madison!
That was a line like from, remember when we went and saw the play Legends?
Yes.
With who was in that again?
Joan Collins and Linda Evans.
And Linda Evans, y'all. It was drag queen.
But
it
we
was
left
not
because
good.
The writing was so bad.
The writing was so bad. This was actually better.
Uh-huh. Anywho, that was one of my favorites. I want to talk about Austin next, but what's your first?
My actually one is Austin. This little Craig and Austin heart to heart.
Oh, it was my favorite scene.
I know because you just wanted them to fuck. But
a little
bit. Did anybody notice when Austin eats a burrito? It's basically the way Jake and I eat a Latin dick. I mean, she inhaled.
Get a little messy.
Yeah.
Get a little messy.
Like, if this was a cartoon,
there's a little egg on your face over here.
If he was this cartoon, he would have gone, like, off camera, and we just would have heard and then seen things, like, thrown off of this.
Tasmanian devil.
Yes. It was. Austin had the fat girl, and I think her name is Burrito. Because y'all, we all have an inner fat girl. All of us do. And it's not shaming fat girls.
No.
It's we are taking back. We are not shamed to be eating,
everyone
to be
remembers
any size we
that
want.
That kind of grumpy fat girl who you went to elementary school with.
Mm-hmm.
She was angry all the time because she just never got to eat.
And so I actually talked about this. I wrote a paper. Mine is Bertha. And sometimes it's helpful to know that at 2 in the morning, I don't want a muchacho. Bertha does. And I don't have it.
And Bertha's the one who drags the wheel over to Taco Bell and says, I'm hungry.
She does. She's like, I want Nacho Supreme. And I'm like, no,
you're
Bertha.
Like, no. And Bertha's like, I'm taking us there. I'm driving us into a telephone pole.
It's true. Men, women, we all have this inner fat girl, and we need to love her.
We need to listen to her and love her.
Because sometimes if Bertha says,
she was made fun of as a child,
I want cheese stuffed cream crust pizza. And I say, Bertha, I want that too. And we celebrate together.
Mine's Nikki.
Hers is Nikki Banks.
Because Nikki, maybe Nikki Banks listens to the show.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
She's got four kids now.
She
was bus monitor, y'all. And she sat right next, but by bus monitor, that's the one who sits right next to the driver and yells at people. And she would scream at me. Her eyes were so small because her face was so round. God bless her.
Is she still bigger? Is she still?
I don't know.
You don't follow her on Facebook?
No.
We should find her. Would she beat you up?
We were friends for a while, and then she either got a boyfriend or something, and then she started calling me faggot. So then we saw. Oh. That was the end of that friendship.
That's the end of that friendship.
Y'all, the friendship between gay boys and fat girls goes away when one calls the other fat and the other calls one of them a faggot.
See, I never That's had when it ends. That were all my good, because I think we related to each other. But that is when it ends. That's right. So anyway, you want to talk about Austin.
That scene with Austin. Now,
I have more to talk about.
We've
too,
all but. Been Austin with waking up, kind of not knowing where you are.
Speaking of waking up, thank you for that Twitter follower for posting the wake up song for Rainbow Bright.
Oh, that made my morning.
It did make
wake
your morning.
Wake up, flowers. I've been up 4 hours.
There's anyway. Dick to suck. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, we've all been Austin. We've all been that girl drinking water out of the bathroom faucet.
Oh, that was Craig.
Oh, was it?
That was Craig. He was getting ready. He was like, I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated.
We've all been her.
We've all been her.
So, anyway, also, I got to say, even though Craig is kind of greasy and gross.
He's still hot.
His eyebrows are a thing of beauty. This season.
That is fucking gay.
His styling, and I will say, my favorite is he walks in with that backwards hat and that hoodie with napkins sticking out of his hoodie and just like throws the burritos down and goes, this is the best thing I've ever done for you. And my pants may have gotten a little tight. Anywho.
I want to go back to my theory that Craig might be coming out as a homosexual because y'all, Craig loves to watch fucking Frozen.
No. That was one of my quotables. Strong tease,
strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables.
When Craig is comforting Austin and he says, you know, you should watch Frozen. That's what I do when I feel sad.
That was just sadder.
So you can imagine what Craig's emotions are like. Happy, mad. And sad's over here somewhere in the left. And so when you're sad, you watch Frozen. And then you're not sad anymore.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Let it go. Let it go.
He probably likes that annoying snowman, Yolof.
Olaf.
Whatever.
Olaf is a queen.
He got on my nerves, but I like the actor.
I don't like the movie.
It's not.
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
We're gonna
and say
take
it's
a
not a good movie.
It's not a good movie. And yes, we are friends with the Menkins. Name drop. But bring back Alan Menken.
They
to
didn't
Disney
write
song.
That movie.
I know. Bring back Alan Menken instead of that crap.
That's true. Anywho, but
I just name dropped. I'm an asshole.
Also, Craig drank a beer at probably 9 a.m.
A Bud Light at that.
Woo!
You know what? I just noticed that, though, because I just flew. Y'all, people do. I went on a 6 a.m. flight, and people are just...
People drink beer, yeah.
Drinking at 6 a.m.
I can do a Bloody Mary at 6 a.m.
Oh, man. I needed coffee. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's a little... Only on Thanksgiving do I drink before noon. And then you pop open or you start drinking that red wine when you're doing that turkey.
She does. She starts drinking wine like at 10 a.m. So by the time she serves that turkey, she's
I'm
just
good
like.
And pickled.
Yeah, she's just like, have a great day, y'all.
I'm not remembering
just
a thing.
Just kind of shaking it off. I'm like, what that moodle?
I'm like on cartoons when their eyes are just crosses.
You are. Ooh, anyway. Wanting to get stuffed like a turkey.
Yes. What's your next one?
My next one is, okay, I loved the intercut between, great job to the editing. We're going to talk, I have some editing notes that I enjoyed this episode. One of them was the smash cut of Craig and Austin versus Chelsea and Shep.
Yes.
That was great, kind of that back and forth. And I love Chelsea. God, I love her. She's great this episode. When she just brought it down to Shep and she said, listen to me, you give what you get. If you do better, you'll find better.
I wrote that down,
a
too.
Fucking men to that.
Because they were talking about the threesome.
And Shep was stopped. He was like,
can I get a venti latte caramelly froyo, please?
Pumpkin spice iced.
I wrote that too. Who gets their pumpkin spice latte iced?
With like one thing of ice? Can it be filtered ice?
His coffee his coffee choices are questionable and absurd. Unfortunate.
And as our friend Liz asked, who was supposed to do this show, but y'all next week,
y'all,
we're teasing.
Schedules
it.
Happen.
Schedules. But as she says, it was foolishness. It was foolishness.
I agree. That's a great Southern word. It's a great pronouncement. We like to say, that's just foolishness.
That is just his
coffee mother. My mother would say, that is absolute foolishness. That's one of her words.
That's what she... Anyway, I love that smash cut. Do we... I mean, I do feel like... I guess... I mean, are Madison and... Madison and Austin are together now, right? Aren't they on Instagram?
I'd rather not see it.
I don't... But I feel like they're going to get back... I don't remember, and I feel like they are going to get back together because he still has feelings for her.
It's just treading water in the same terrible relationship. Let him do it.
It is.
Yeah.
You
can throw him a life raft, but until they drown each other.
I feel bad for Austin. I think he's a little beat down. I think he's been...
I loved it when he covered his eyes up like a little boy.
I know. I think he just has no confidence right now. He feels emasculated.
Yeah.
And he needs like... I don't think he needs to date right now. I think he just needs to focus on his
business. You know what it is? He needs to focus on his emotions. Southern men aren't taught to have emotions.
That is the truth.
And so when you get them, you don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. It's even worse if you're a minority.
He needs to take some time and process his emotions. Unfortunately, that will never happen.
Because you know what? That is, I will say, why Craig can be the voice of some kind of reason, because he is in touch with his emotions probably more than anyone on the
show. Yes, but when he gets sad...
He's also not Southern.
He's from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Or Maryland.
Good morning, Baltimore.
This is not the time. Anyway.
Every day, Jake's an open door. Fuck his ass with a concrete stool. He can feel it even in a pool.
That was absurd writing, but I enjoyed it.
Who fucks somebody with a concrete stool?
It was
stool?
A weird thing.
You know, I went there.
I also just wrote down, I love Chelsea's dog, Tyson. Because that dog, it's just like, that dog lays down. It's like, you don't like it, I'm going away. And the dog's like, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, that's the dog. The dog talks like this, like Huckleberry Hound.
You would have the most high maintenance dog.
And Snagglepuss. Oh. Exit stage right, even. I would have the
Chelsea
most
Chelsea did bring up something, I never thought about this. You don't talk about your ex-boyfriend to your current boyfriend.
That is the truth.
Unless you have feelings for them still.
That is true.
That is true. And y'all, Chelsea is done with Austin because she sees that he's a hot mess.
Yeah.
And I think Austin, that's probably the best he's ever going to get.
Yeah.
Maybe not ever.
I think Chelsea is a cool girl, and she's still my favorite on the show.
Speaking of Cameron, I really enjoy...
Chelsea, come on the show.
Chelsea, come at us. Come on the show. I really enjoyed the Jaws editing when Cameron was talking about all the shit that moms have to do.
Yes.
I actually enjoy this storyline. And I know we talked about this before because I've even noticed, like, when we do the AfterBuzz show, we get so many comments from women who relate to Cameron about this.
Good. And I'm glad they're showing it. You know, they're showing it in a way that Cameron's a little... She's not holding back.
No.
And I did enjoy... You sit in your cage while mommy makes a phone call.
That's the way poodle parents, y'all.
That's the truth. That's what I said to my my youngest nephew. I'm like, come here, let me put your leash on.
Y'all.
He has a leash because he's fucking crazy.
You had a leash too because you were fucking
crazy. I had a leash.
Y'all, he was just like that Mike Myers character.
I was
pulling that jungle gym.
When I saw a child on a leash once and I said, look at that. That's cruel. And my mother says, you had one. And I said, she's like, I didn't call it a leash. It was more of a tether to me. She's like, I was carrying your brother on my back and you were on a leash. She's like, you're only 18 months apart. I had a lot of days where I just needed to take a walk.
Your mother probably cried a lot.
I think she did.
Until you were like four.
But she did have help. She had my grandmother and some other people to watch.
Well, so this is something I thought, and I wanted to ask your opinion. Again, one of the girls on the AfterBuzz who is from the South said this, and I thought, I'm going to talk to Poodle about this. She said that, and she's like, in the South, mothers don't get nannies. They don't get people to help. That's not a thing that you do.
No, you raise you ask your own mother. Children. Your mother helps you.
So is that a lot where this comes from, Cameron?
Yeah. Because you feel like, because your mother, your generation before you did it, so you feel like, why can't I do it? Because
it's not that way here in California. I mean, most people, their moms don't live here in California, so they have to get a nanny or something.
Yeah, unless you're like Latina culture. Where,
which is true. That's the same way too.
But no, I didn't have a nanny. I had...
Oh, I didn't either, but my mom stayed home the whole time.
Right. My mom worked. I don't know how she... Well, she stayed home until I was about 5.
You were lucky she didn't commit suicide, because you and your brother, the what you tell me, y'all were horrible.
We were tough children. So, y'all, Catherine's mailbox is full again.
Catherine, take y'all, a note from Craig and get an assistant.
Y'all, if your mailbox is constantly full... You need to have some kind of... You need to restructure your life. Something is wrong.
Catherine needs a fat gay guy to
she
be her.
She does.
Kind of like...
Someone can dress her, too.
Like, remember like Paula Deen's assistant on when Kathy Griffin went and saw Paula Deen?
He was a queen.
He was perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Poor Paula Deen. Y'all, we will always love Paula Deen, even though she did come off as racist when she talked about... Watching to see black men in tuxedos.
I don't know. My dad said words like that 30 years ago, and now he doesn't, and he's learned the error of his ways, and he actually gets offended when people tell jokes like that. And from what I've heard from the people that I know that worked with Paula Deen, she's not that type of person that she was 30 years ago.
No, and because, but, oh well. Because she's kind of a cartoon, people think they can make fun of her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I think probably we'll experience that if we ever get famous.
But we already are cartoons.
We already are.
I'm not easily offended. If someone called me a prancing, lisping queen, I would say, guilty as charged.
Guilty.
Bangs gavel.
Guilty. Now, if someone called me a straight person, I wouldn't care either, actually.
What's your next one?
I enjoy, again... I just want to give...
Y'all, the clarity of him reading notes on his phone is problematic.
No, I just want to give...
He never gets there.
I want to give credit to the editors, again. When Catherine says, look, we went on a trip. I explained this
I made very firm plans.
Very clear, firm plans. Cut to her in the car. We're going to like a winery, and it's like, you know, I don't really know where it is.
And we'll show up somewhere in the middle of nowhere. We'll take clothes.
We'll take clothes.
And I assume we'll eat food. They haven't told me.
They haven't told me.
Yeah, I wouldn't think the plans were very clear at all.
I enjoyed that editing. Y'all, her car is $126,000, which is cheap for a Rolls Royce.
Which we found out last.
One of our listeners tweeted
$300,000+.
But I still think cars are not good investment. To buy a 2011 Rolls Royce for $126,000, that's not a deal,
y'all.
You just
need to get yourself a Toyota Celica.
Yeah.
You know.
They don't make those anymore because we're old. But that's a car I wanted in high school. They haven't made a Celica for 15 years.
That is a fucking Mary Kay car. You were driving around in a fucking Toyota Celica.
I wanted Amber. Guy had one, and I loved it when I was 14. I wanted it so bad.
I feel like Amber was a very popular name at your high school.
I think
it was a stripper name.
I wanted my brother to date her, but they never did. We were just friends.
And then she dated another Amber, or he married another Amber.
Oh yeah, he married Amber, and I love her. Anyway, I love that Catherine feels. First of all, let's just take a note why Catherine needs an assistant. But actually, let's think of... I'm going to go off on a limb right now.
Oh, great.
This is off the hook, y'all.
Off on a limb.
Top four reasons, we both get two, why Catherine needs an assistant. Here's my number one. You can do number two.
Okay.
My number one is, Catherine thinks you can look things up on Pinterest. It's not Google, y'all.
It's not. Pinterest is really hard to navigate.
It's very difficult. I don't understand it. You have boards. You have to join things.
You have to join things, and you can't just click on something.
You can't click on something to buy it. It's just a picture, y'all.
It's like
cock teasing to me.
I feel like women are naturally equipped to work Pinterest better than men.
I don't get it.
Tell us about Pinterest.
Tell us about Pinterest at the Matt Mark.
I don't understand it.
Shake it or fake it.
Yeah, let me know about Pinterest. Is there a female gene? I mean, even though we're basically women, y'all, we don't know how to do Pinterest.
What's your number two? I know this is all off
the hook. She needs someone to delete her messages. Y'all, she just needs someone to go in their voicemail and press delete now.
Delete now.
Or she, maybe an iPhone. You just click, you just swipe it with your
swipe
hand.
Swipe it with your hand.
That's all it is.
Get Google Voice. Know. It's unlimited.
Get Stefan or some other queer mm-hmm. to just use his long pinky finger
yes.
and do that while he's drinking his iced macchiato.
Tyler, he's available.
Yeah.
My number three, have your assistant hold your vape pen while you're in the confessional.
This was going to be my fourth.
This should be three and four.
Yeah.
This is just three
and four. Or have your assistant say, honey child, don't vape during confessional. It looks bad.
Kudos to the editors.
I wrote, where is it? I wrote, she just vaped in the confessional. God fucking bless. That's verbatim what I wrote.
I was upset that I didn't watch that with you, actually.
I screamed. I don't think that's ever been done on television before
that
in a reality show.
Trashy ass shit.
I must say, I was, you can look this up, I was agog.
Agog.
My jaw dropped, and I just kind of stared, and my eyes got really big, like cartoon Bambi. Very cartoony today. Anyway.
What's your next
those are
bag?
All the reasons why Catherine needs an assistant. I want to talk about Catherine's door knocker.
I wrote this down too.
Y'all, I have a similar issue in my apartment that my doorbell is a buzzer.
Oh, here, I'll buzz it.
Here, you can hear it, and don't knock over your coffee. You can see if you can hear it. So, it's very loud. I don't know if you can hear that. It's very loud, and it's like, eh. And when someone doors it, or even knocks on the door, I have a full body dry heave. Like it shakes me somewhere in my spine.
I always buzz it.
I understand the problem that people have with that door knocker. I'm pretty highly sensitive.
You know what? I didn't know it bothers you that much. I won't use it anymore.
I appreciate that.
I will knock on the door.
I feel it in my spine.
I actually don't prefer when people knock at all. Again, this is a Southern thing. I prefer when people come to my door and say, yee-hoo. That is what I was used to.
Yee-hoo.
That, isn't it when
your aunt, people would do it.
My aunt would be like, yee-hoo, Bonnie.
My aunt Jane always goes, yee-hoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to.
Yes.
If y'all come see us, yoo-hoo
just,
at
just
us.
Just walk and go, yoo. Or at us if your aunt's yoo-hoo.
Yeah, at us.
Come at us.
Is it my turn or yours? I don't remember.
My Aunt Jane has...
That's a pretty name.
She also calls us on Christmas and says, every year says, hello, is Mary there at home? And we go, what? She's like, Merry Christmas. Every
you,
year,
and you
y'all.
Answer, yes, Mary's here.
She's here, Aunt Jane.
That's what you said when you were four.
Excuse me.
I think it's your turn. I don't
it
know.
It is. We find out where Catherine was when her mailbox was filling up.
It's true.
She was in New York. Then she was in Miami. Some trailer park.
Her flight got delayed, so she decided to just go get fucked in Miami, y'all.
So she was with Joe Abruzzo.
Catherine, you want me to do your eyeshadow? Hold your big pin while I fuck you. Hey, Catherine.
She's be ashamed of something happening to you.
Catherine, you want me to check your voice? No, I don't want to. I don't want to, Catherine.
Anyway, he's trash. He's awful. This is not going to last for very long.
He's not, thank God.
Anyway, Joe Abruzzo's gone soon. I do want to move into Girls Trip.
I am ready to move in that. Well, one thing I want to say, just off the top of that, I enjoyed all the butt talk.
I wrote this down.
Girls are way grosser than men when they talk. Y'all don't think it, but we are friends with girls. They're filthy, and we are here for it.
They are, but they kind of ask questions, and they get jokey about it.
But I want to say something, as you would say, controversial.
Yes.
I think Naomi listens to our show.
Oh, really?
Did you hear her? They talked about
some people put
gummy bears in her butt, and then they cut to her, and she says, Google it. And then she says, wait, don't Google it. And I went, oh my God. She listens to Sweet Tea,
I felt very seen.
I felt heard.
Very seen.
I felt very heard.
Those girls need to reevaluate their positions on anal, but I understand the girls are very, that there's strong opinions.
Y'all, it's how you don't get pregnant in high school. It's not Catherine, in the Bible.
I guarantee you Catherine's done anal. I guarantee it. She's over in the corner sitting there like the cat who ate the canary with like feathers outside of her mouth going, I've never done it. I've never done it at all. Feathers fly out. Catherine's definitely a girl who's done anal, y'all.
You know what? And we are here for it. And I love that Cameron is a 40-year-old woman and she still says wiener.
I enjoyed that,
too. You might want to examine that.
Ain't no wieners up there.
Ain't no wieners up there. That is my cousin Kelly, y'all. I say that every time.
Anyway, I want to join. I can personally skip over the whole Eliza scene about them going there.
I mean, it made me feel for her a little bit more.
You're never going to humanize her for me.
I think I relate to her a little bit more. I talked about this on Afterbuzz, so I'm not going to talk about it too much. But if y'all want to listen to the Afterbuzz show. But my father did cheat on my mother, and it was very public. And I remember people calling my house and telling me where my father was.
He's the one whose father cheated on him.
People call and say, and call my mom or call me and say, your father's with Brenda Rudisill right now, and it's blah, blah, blah. And we were going, what?
Whoa.
So I know what it's like to go through a very public divorce.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
But that's okay. It made me stronger because I'm stronger.
Don't say that's okay. Say thank you.
Thank you, yes.
There.
That is true. Thank you. But it made me relate to Eliza on that, and so I'm a little more interested in her.
I find the only thing I liked about this scene was when she talked about cheating death and they died in a plane crash.
And
and all I can think of is they would have just found her purple hair.
I think she's going to try to make Jesus. I think she's going to try friends with Catherine.
She's not one of my favorites.
I'm starting to come around, and I liked her hunting outfit, even though it was not appropriate. Anyway, let's talk about girls.
I want to jump in by saying they're going to Wadmalaw Forest, which is a place, and it's not that far out. And they're like, guys, we could be lost and no one ever find us. Here's the thing.
Oh God!
If you are met by a long haired hipster walking into the forest, you will be found. You're not that far away from civilization. Hipsters don't go that far out.
There was a long hair, and I wanted to... Was that Linda Perry? I thought it was Linda Perry that owned this treehouse, y'all. I thought her and... what's her name?
What's going on?
Sarah Gilbert. I thought they were just like,
and
they own this.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Did Linda Perry sing that song?
Yeah, she was the lead singer of Four Non Blondes.
She was. Really?
Yeah, she writes songs.
Well, look, I thought it was her and Sarah Gilbert's treehouses.
No, but anyway, y'all, if a hipster meets you, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're within 10 minutes of 911.
Yes.
Someone is going to help
you. Because they can't be that far from beard oil.
That's true. They got to be someplace where they can get a pomade.
These treehouses,
they were pre-made, too.
These were like anthropology treehouses.
Yeah.
This was not like the treehouse that Joseph Hahn had, my neighbor, which was kind of the only reason we were friends with him at first, because his dad built him a treehouse, and it looked like shit compared to this. It was just a little house on four blocks.
They had circle beds, y'all.
Did you have a friend with treehouses?
No.
And also, aren't treehouses built one, in but trees?
Yeah.
These weren't in trees.
They're prefab. They're
These were just on trees. Stilts yeah. in trees.
I don't think you can really call them tree houses.
So really, they're houses around trees.
Exactly. Tree around houses.
But they were beautiful, and I've always wanted to have sex on a round bed, and I know Catherine was thinking that too.
She's like, which one of these girls can I get to fuck me on this bed?
Who can scissor me on this trip?
Who can I get? Who's going to be the easiest to pull into lesbian action?
You know
action?
What? I am here for Catherine being a lesbian.
I would say Naomi.
She's French.
She'd be the first one. Uh-huh. She's the first one to go muff diving.
She would be like, don't tell me le chicka tikka taka. Whatever they say in French sex.
Okay, wow. I also want to point out that Cameron's drunk in the car. And takes the bottle, which I respect someone who's drinking in the car in the back seat. And she does say, I don't like Rose. instead of rosé.
I'm going to defend that. Because,
I love her.
Because sometimes we call things yerba mate, and that is okay.
Instead of yerba mate.
I didn't know.
And I publicly rebuked you.
I just want to say I relate to Cameron as well. Sometimes we pronounce things differently.
Sometimes you're illiterate. That's what he is. It's fine. It's a disability, and we're working through it. Maybe you could get government assistance for that.
Maybe. We still have a lot to talk. We'll just have to be 5 minutes late to our TV code because we got a lot to dig in still on the show, y'all.
I don't have that much, actually. I want to talk about their wine is Muscadine wine, which I don't know if you know what Muscadine wine is.
I did, but one of the girls on Southern, she's from Virginia, and she'd had it, and she described it to us. It's very sweet, right?
Very sweet.
She said, like, sweeter than dessert wine.
It is very sweet.
And she said
my father makes it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is country. Wow.
Your first year, it's not good. You need to let it go about probably 2 or 3 years before it's even palatable.
She said none of them are really. She's like, they all try to say this is this type of wine. They all taste the same. And she said apparently.
Muscadines are like wild grapes, by the way.
She said you can't have the skin touch your lips because it'll itch your lips. Uh-huh. So they make it from the wine.
That's true. You have to go through, you have to press it, and you can't eat an actual muscadine.
You could tell that none of them were happy with this wine at all.
It was not good. And Catherine's like, you got any non-alcoholic? We got muscadine juice.
This is like, you know how when you are like.
This was a shitty winery.
Yeah, and well, yes. And although I love that woman. What was her name?
That woman's like, wait, we love our muscadine wine.
Love our muscadine wine. You know how you go home for your 10-year high school reunion and you get with your friends and you say, let's drink what we used to drink in high school. You get like Strawberry Hill and you go, God, this tastes like
or Aftershock.
Yeah, you're like, how the fuck did we drink this?
You're like, have some crystals of the Aftershock.
Yeah.
At us if you had Aftershock in high school.
You want some Fireball? And you're like,
oh, Fireball.
How did I drink Fireball? Woo! Or Mickey's.
Oh.
Those great Mickeys. Remember those?
Terrible.
Oh, God. Terrible. That's what this was, y'all.
Anyway, my father makes it and insists that it's. But now, when you're home and like that's the only thing left in the fridge in the refrigerator, you'll drink it.
I'll drink it in a pinch.
Anyway.
I'll drink it in a pinch.
I don't have that much more. They're eating quail, which is very South Carolina.
I just have Catherine is Googling on Pinterest. That's a problem, but we already talked about that.
And also, Danny starts instigating. And Danny says, Jenny leans over and does what this one would do next to me and says, I want to know more about Joe.
That was great.
It was out of your playbook.
It was because, you know, I was kind of wondering, it's not right for them all to just sit here and talk about Joe and go, oh, when they all have questions about him.
And they all already have opinions.
And I have to say, I kind of was nonplussed a little bit with Chelsea and Cameron because they've talked shit about him in the confessionals, but didn't say a word.
I agree.
I kind of think, I respect Naomi and Danny for, I don't think they did it the right way.
I respect them
for bringing it up.
And y'all, as we saw, shit's going to go down next episode with Danny and Catherine.
I told you. I predicted
that.
You're right.
I said it. Anyway, that's all I had.
Actually, I got through it all too.
Yeah.
Well, we did it all. I thought we'd be late.
So what is our...
my mama?
As my mama said, I wrote this down.
I'll go because I have mine. My mama said, and I said this on AfterBuzz, but I'm saying it again here because it's important. As my mama said, if somebody invites you to their party, you don't bring up their faults at their party. That's not Southern. You don't do that, y'all.
That is the truth.
I know they probably did it for TV's sake, but they should have waited till like maybe the car ride home or like a day or two after.
It's true.
Just saying.
As my mama said, when I'm sad, I watch Frozen. That's not what my mama said, but I just needed to say it again. Do what I do when I'm sad. I watch Frozen.
Oh,
y'all,
Craig.
That is such a...
He
is such an individual. He's a weird person, and I kind of love him.
I think he would let you, though, suck him off if he got a little drunk.
Oh, 100%. 100%. That's
maybe he's not gay. Maybe he's polyamorous.
He's a straight guy who's clueless. That's the thing. He has too many. Craig has too many feelings.
Well, Craig, if Jake shaves and puts on a wig, he looks like a woman. You won't
I
know.
I kind of look like
a stern woman who's had maybe too much Botox.
I look a little like Lady Gaga, but a little less Italian.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's accurate.
A little less ethnic.
Y'all.
A little less Parmesan.
If y'all want to see what we look like, you can follow the TV Co app, by the way.
You can see the Snapchat filter. Anyway.
The link is on there. You're finished, right?
Yes.
The link is on there. It used to be TV Party. Now it's called TV Co. You can follow that link. We're about to jump on the show now. We do 3 live shows a week. So follow that. You can also follow Jake at
Jake It or Fake It
on Instagram and the Twitter. You can follow me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. Y'all, you can go to our website and click all of our shows at sissythattalk.com.
Oh, so many shows. So many shows.
And so many shows.
We are right now jumping off on the TV Co app. So follow us there
and
at GayDD.
And y'all, if you like this show, share it on your social media. Share something we said. Tag a cast member from Southern Charm because we want them to be on this show.
Yes.
That won't happen.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Y'all
bye.
Come back now. Bye.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt. And they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear?